This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The announcement yesterday from President Biden and his counterparts in Australia and the UK about their new strategic defense partnership, AUKUS, they're calling it, because the abbreviation is A-U-K-U-S, AUKUS. It's a big, big deal, despite the name, the first concrete move of which is that the Aussies get access to the secrets of American nuclear submarine power plants. And even though the English-speaking maritime powers, all three of them aren't saying it out loud, this whole thing is really about China, which means inevitably there's going to be an economic side to it as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams takes a look at that.
Biden administration officials say the AUKUS partnership will include cooperation on things like cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and quantum technology. Roger Baker is a Stratfor senior analyst at RAIN, a risk intelligence company.
This facilitates, in some ways, the United States' attempt to further break supply chains from China, at least in regards to high technology.
He says Australia has a lot of rare earth minerals and other materials necessary for high-tech devices. China controls the market on those resources right now. Robert Daly is a China expert at the Wilson Center.
It's also notable that China today counterpunched in the economic, not on the military front, by formally applying to join the CPTPP.
What used to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that big trade deal former President Trump pulled out of, China is now officially asking to join.
So China is moving to build trust and to try to increase its ability to set rules in the Pacific as the United States is building a military alliance.
There is also likely to be a lot of money involved in the process of getting Australia's new nuclear subs up and running. Richard Fontaine is CEO of the Center for a New American Security.
In order to do this deal, the Australians are canceling their existing deal to buy diesel subs from France, which at a minimum had a $50 billion, that's with a B, dollar price tag.
France is fuming about that. And Fontaine says nuclear subs tend to be a lot more expensive. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.